Earth, cold and rocky, pressing against my cheek. Tree roots digging into my body like hardened veins. I open my eyes to an assault of sunlight, wincing at the pain it sends radiating through my skull. In my ear, panting, presumably what pulled me out of whatever state I was in. Unconsciousness? I don't want to think about that word or what it means because I don't know where I am or whose tongue is an inch from my ear. I turn my head in the direction of shouting. A woman's voice, annoyed. Tucker, get over here! I blink until the face of an enormous black lab inches from mine comes into focus. When I prop myself up on my elbows, the dog takes off, barking, running small semicircles in the area around me. The woman shouts again, "Damn it, Tucker!" "Help." My voice scrapes my throat, like I haven't used it in some time. I lick my lips, find they're cold as stones. Footsteps, grinding twigs into the ground. The owner of the voice emerges from a cluster of trees to my right. "Good Lord." The woman's silver hair falls in curls down past her shoulders. Tucker gallops over to her and sits at her feet as she sets aside her hiking poles and digs a Poland Spring from her pack. She uncaps the bottle of water and hands it to me. "What's your name?" "Claire," I say. "My name is Sunshine," the woman says. "Are you alone out here?" "I don't know." I swallow down a knot of dread as my brain orients itself. It's prom weekend. I don't know why this is the detail I latch onto, but it's the one thing I know for sure.
"Where are we?"
"Bobcat Mountain," Sunshine says. I hold the water bottle to my lips, watching Sunshine's face cloud with concern. Tucker trots over to me, his nose bumping the back of my hand and leaving a trail of doggy nose drool. I lean on my free hand, pushing myself up to get away from him. Pain shoots from my neck to my eyes. I roll onto my side and gag up the sip of water. Sunshine's voice cuts through the ringing in my ears. "What hurts?"
"My head."
"Hurts" is an understatement. My skull is being cleaved in two. I blink away the spots of light clouding my vision to see Sunshine standing up. She brushes some dirt from the knees of her pants. "You could have a serious injury. I'm going to hike to the ranger station to call an ambulance." A tsunami of panic rises in me. I don't know where the ranger station is or how long it will take Sunshine to get there and back.
"Please don't leave me.
I promise I'll be back as soon as I can." She's gone, the crunch of her feet on the trail fading with each passing moment. Tucker nudges my ear with his nose before taking off after Sunshine, and I'm alone again. I squeeze my eyelids shut until they oscillate with the threat of tears. I don't know where I am or why I'm alone. I know nothing, except for the fact it's prom weekend. It's prom weekend. My nails are scarlet to match my dress, a boat neck with a high-low skirt. I am not on Fire Island, where I told my parents I was going after prom, and I'm hurt. My parents are going to know both of these things very soon. I will the last few days into focus in my brain. I see my scarlet dress, which cost an entire paycheck. I was honestly relieved when I returned it to Macy's Friday morning and thought of the money going back into my checking account. I turn a trembling hand over, the past 48 hours coming back in a steady drip, drip. It's prom weekend, but I didn't go. I never got my nails done. They shouldn't match the dress I never got to wear.